Britain. Winston Churchill. We will cite him in our speeches. At odds with Europe, Britain pines for a strong and stable leader.
In a country led by the weak and wobbly, a hulking figure from the past loomed larger than ever. Forward Together, the title of Theresa May's election manifesto, was borrowed from Winston Churchill's first speech as Prime Minister in the House of Commons in 1940. Fans of Jeremy Corbyn claim that the crowds at Labour's rallies were as big as those drawn by the British bulldog. Liberal Democrats can choose to put a photo of him on their party membership card, never mind that he spent most of his career representing the Conservatives. Churchill has been invoked on both sides of the Brexit debate. Boris Johnson, the Foreign Secretary and best-selling biographer of the greatest statesman this country has produced in the last 200 years, if not ever, opined that Churchill would definitely campaign for us to leave. David Cameron noted that he argued passionately for Western Europe to come together after the Second World War, making him a Remainer. And Guy Verhofstadt, the European Parliament's Brexit point man, stated that leavers had squandered Churchill's legacy. This renewed obsession has been reflected in popular culture too. Recently, Churchill has been hobbling across television and film screens more than ever,